The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, we're going to be learning the halachas of Hamotzi. The halachas we're going to be learning now are about if a person would have an isa, he would have a do. We're going to be talking about an isa, which is a blila ava, which is defined as a thicker type of a do, the consistency of something like challah, like a yeast cake, with like a thicker type of a dough, and a blila raka, which is a thinner type of a batter, something which it pours, it's more watery, that it's a batter that can pour. We're going to be talking about the halachos of this isa, this dough, by a blila ava and a blila raka, whether it's a thick batter or a thin batter, is the bracha hamotzi or mezonos on it. So that's going to be the discussion in halacha hey. And we'll see more also about if a person had lechem, if he had bread, and then he did something afterwards, he cooked it, or he added other ingredients, what would be the bracha? So let's start learning the kitzer. Again, this is Simen Memches. We're going to be doing the halachas hey through Zion. Halacha hey, the kitzer says like this. Isa shenilusha b'mayim. A dough that was kneaded with water. You added water to a dough. But the dough was not a thick batter, it was a thin batter. What's the definition of a thin batter? So there's a Chazon Ish, he's actually talking in Hilchos Shabbos, he says the definition of a thin batter is something that could pour. It's not a drink, it's still not so liquidy, it's still more like a food, but it's like a batter. For example, a person makes certain cakes from a cake batter. Very often the batter will be thinner. Let's say pancake batter is also like a thinner type of a batter. But a blila raka is something, I'm just defining the consistency of the batter. It's something which is a blila raka, something which it pours. It's a thinner type of a mixture. So the halacha is like this. The kitzur continues. If you baked it in an oven, if you baked it in an oven, or even in a pan, in a frying pan below mashke, without any liquid, so if either he put it in an oven, or he put it on the oven top, without actual frying, without use of oil or other liquids. The kitzur continues, even if you were to shmir, to spread out some fat on the frying pan, even if it's not 100% dry, there's a little bit of fat on the frying pan, that the dough shouldn't burn, even if you added a little bit of like a lubricant on the frying pan just to make it a little bit more wet, that it shouldn't burn, that does not have the din of a mashke. That doesn't have the halach of a liquid. That's not considered to be using a liquid if the frying pan only has like a little bit of a spray or a little bit of an oil that it shouldn't burn. Fadino kama lechem gomer. The kitzur says the halacha is like this. The halacha is, it's like bread. Meaning what the kitzur is saying is that if I had a blila raka, I had a thin batter, so it didn't start out to be like a bread because a regular dough is thick. It's more like a mass. The consistency we're talking about here is something which is looser, it's something that could pour. But still, if you baked it afterwards, baking is defined either inside the oven or on the oven top without the use of liquid for the sake of frying. Either it was actually dry on the oven top or just a little bit of oil that it shouldn't burn. But that would have a din lechem, a blila raka, a thin batter which is baked. In an oven, has the halacha of lechem. We consider it in halacha to be bread. Kitzur continues, Vafilo ochel mimenu rak kezayis, even if all he ate from it was a kezayis. He means, as opposed to the halachas we had learned earlier in Simen Memches, by pas above a kisnin, pas, which is a bread which is used more like a snack, like a cracker or a cake, or a pie, that type of a bread, a pasabab kisnin, you would have to eat a lot of it. That we talked about in the previous shir, that a shir can be a suda that a person has for a meal. But in this case of a blila raka, which is being baked, even if he ate a minute amount, just a kazayis, the size of an olive. So again, the Kitzur says, "Vafilo ochel mimenu rak kazayis," even if all he ate from it was the size of a zayis, the size of an olive. Tzarich metilas yadayim, he has to wash his hands like he washes for any bread. V'hamotzi, he has to make the bracha rishona of hamotzi, the bracha before it of hamotzi. Or birkas hamazon, he has to make the bracha after it of birkas hamazon of benching. So a blila raka, a thin batter which is baked, is bread, and therefore he has to treat it like bread. He has to wash before it, make hamotzi and birkas hamazon. The kisa continues, v'mtigno v'mashka. If you would fry it in a liquid, let's say he had this blila raka, he had this thinner type of a batter, and he didn't bake it, he fried it. If he fried it in an oil, or in any liquid, lav lechem hu, that does not have a din of lechem, that does not have a din of bread. So a blila raka, a thin batter, which is not baked but fried or cooked in a liquid, that is not bread. A blila raka, a thin batter that doesn't have an afiyah, doesn't have a baking, is mezonos, who can never be a hamotzi because it's not bread. Afilo ochel mimenu kedei sivia, even if he ate from it the amount that he'd be satisfied, that in the halachas of pasavah b'kisnun would be called a shir kiviyah sudadeh, for halachas of other types of, so to speak, bread, or bread which is more like a cake, if he ate a shir kiviyah sudadeh, if he ate the amount to eat for a meal, he would make a hamotzi. But this bread is different. A blila raka, a loose batter, which is not baked, but rather fried, a loose batter which is fried, can never be lechem, can never be bread, it would always be mezonos, no matter how much he eats of it. The kitzah continues, v'chein osin rikikin shein dakin ma'od. Similar to this, if you have wafers that are very thin, he's talking about a blila raka, you have a thin batter, and he makes a thin wafer out of that batter. The kitzah explains what does he mean. Sh'ofin b'tfus ben shnei barzelim. They bake it in a mold between two irons. This sounds very similar to a waffle. You have two pieces of metal, and you close them together, and you make a thin wafer in between them. The kitzur says, "In lahem din lechem." That does not have a halacha of lechem. The way he's looking at this, in this case, the kitzur is describing, you have a blila raka, you have a thin batter. You're not putting it in a frying pan, you're putting it on a hot griddle or something like a waffle. But that's not considered to be afiyah, that's not considered to be baking. When you have a very, very thin blila, a very thin batter, and you just put it in between two pieces of metal, and it comes out very, very thin, we do not look at that as being baked. We look at that as a blila raka that didn't have an afiyah, that didn't have a baking. The kitzur says, "In lahem din lachem." V'afilo ochel mehem kidei sivia. Even if he would eat from them a shir sivia, the amount that he'd be satisfied, that by the halachas we learned previously, a pasavah b'kisnin would be a hamotzi, but for the sake of these halachas, for the sake of a blila raka, a thin batter which didn't have a proper baking, he would never make a hamotzi, even if he ate the amount that would constitute a full meal. And what's the halacha? Mavarich bori minei mizonos. He makes the bracha bori minei mizonos ul'acharav ala mechia. He makes the bracha before a bori minei mizonos. He makes the bracha afterwards ala mechia av ala kalkala. The bracha when one eats things made from the chameshas haminim, the five types of grain which are not pas, which are not bread. So in this case, when you have a blila raka, you have a thin batter which was not baked, or something that wouldn't constitute baking, like putting it in the waffle iron, that's not considered baking. Halach would be, it's not bread, it would be a mezonos and an ala mechia. Kitzur continues. V'lefamim osin isa raka ma'od. There are times that we make a thin batter. What we're talking about, similar to what we're talking about until now, you have more like a batter as opposed to an actual mass of dough. That they mix flour and water in a kedera, in a pot, where they put flour and water in a pot. they mix it well with the spoon, that they sort of beat it up, the flour and the water, and they make a thin batter. Veshofchen osa al ala yirakos, and they would pour it on a vegetable. Instead of using a pan or something, for the sake of, it could be for the sake of the presentation, they would want to put it on for the sake of being a little bit more fancy, they would actually put it on leaves. Venef betanor ala olam, and they'd use these leaves instead of a baking pan and bake it in an oven. So what the kitzur is describing is something that is a blila raka, but it's undergoing something that in halacha we would view as afia, as baking. If a person took batter and put it on a pan, or in this case, instead of using a pan, he was a little bit more exotic. He used a leaf instead of a pan. But if he took batter, put it in a pan, or in the case of the kitzur, a leaf, and baked it in an oven, and it came out, there's a little bit of thickness to it. It didn't come out thin like something baked in a waffle iron. Maybe by the waffle iron, that because it's sandwiched between the two irons, it comes out very thin. In this case, there's a little bit of thickness to it. He has the batter, and it bakes more similar to bread. So he has sort of something which is not the same height as a bread, but not very, very thin. It's something that is in between, let's call it in between a blintz and a proper bread, something which is a little bit thicker than a very, very thin pastry. So such a thing, the kitzur says, Oz yesh lo din pas haba b'kisnin. That would have the halacha of pas haba b'kisnin. If you'd have a batter, which is baked, and it's not very, very thin. It's not like something baked in a waffle iron, which is very, very thin. It's a little bit thicker than that. Then that would have the halacha pas haba b'kisnin. It's sort of an in-between type of a bread. It would be considered bread if one would have a shir kiviyasuda. If he would have enough that would constitute a full meal, he would make a hamotzi. But if he has less than a shir kiviyasuda, if he has less than the amount that would constitute a full meal, he would make the bracha of borim and mizonos and alamechio. So I would imagine this would be the consistency would be something like a pancake, something which is not very, very thin, but not very, very high. It's something that's a little bit of thickness to it. Let's say a very thick pancake, for example. So such a thing, which is a blila raka that was baked, it would have the halacha a pas haba b'kisnin. The halacha would be that if you had a shir kivius, you would make hamotzi and birkas hamazon. If you didn't have a shir kivius, if you didn't have enough that would constitute a full meal, he would make mezonos and alamechia. That's halacha hey. That's the halacha vav. Isa shenizbash la. If you have a proper dough. Dough here is defined as a blila ava. It's a mass, like any dough. It's a thick mass. You had a thick mass of dough that was cooked. And Be'ez HaShem will see later in this siman things, if you have a dough which is only cooked, that even though it's an actual mass of dough, like similar to bread, once it's cooked, according to the kitzur, you would make a mezonos on it. But he's talking about a case, the isa shenizbash, that the isa was cooked, but it was baked afterwards. So if you have an isa that not only was it cooked, but there was a baking process afterwards. Kigon bagel, that's the exact same word that we use in English, like a bagel pretzel, I believe is similar to the English word pretzel, like a soft pretzel. Lechem gomer, that is bread. So if a person would have a proper dough, it's a thick dough, he cooks it and then he bakes it. Because there's a baking in the last step, even though there was a cooking in the middle, but because it was a dough, a blila ava, a thick dough that was baked, it doesn't take it out of being lechem. It's just the fact that it was cooked. The fact that it was cooked does not take it out of being bread. That would be bread. V'davka kishnefehetev. And we're talking only in a case where it was baked well, as opposed to just like a par baking. But if it was baked well, if you had a dough that was boiled and then baked properly, it was baked well, would have the halach of hamotzi. And that's why a bagel is hamotzi, because the dough is boiled, but then it's baked. So, and according to the kitzur, it should come out, the halach would be a soft pretzel also, if it's a proper dough which is boiled and then baked, would be hamotzi. If it's a blila ava, a thick dough, which is boiled and then baked, and it's baked properly, if it's baked well, it would be hamotzi. Let's see halacha zayin. The kitzur says, lechem gomer, if you have real bread, you have a regular bread. What's lechem gomer? You have, let's say, a Lava, you have a thick dough that was baked. That's bread. A thick dough which is baked is bread. But what happened? Shibishlo, he cooked it. Atigno bechema, or he fried it in butter or milk fat, the kedome, something like that. He either cooked the bread or he fried the bread in some sort of medium for frying, butter or oil. You could use whatever medium he's using for frying. Afilo hever mimeno tor lechem, even if he removed the appearance of bread. So let me just pause and explain that point for a second. Tor lechem means the appearance of bread. We're going to see in this halacha, there are times that whether it looks like bread will affect its bracha. For some halachas, we'll say, we're going to determine, does it look like bread? Bread that was changed in some form, does it still look like bread? For the sake of this halacha he's talking about now, if one would have bread that was cooked or fried according to the Kitzer. So the Kitzer is saying, I feel heaven minotaur lechem, for the sake of the halacha of a bread that was cooked, even if he removed the appearance of bread, kagon shetocho bebeitzim, that he spread on it eggs, let's say he put some spread or some liquid or something that would take away the appearance of bread, putting eggs on the bread would stop it from looking like bread. So even if you put eggs on the bread or anything that would take away the appearance of bread, let's say it got very mushy, it stops looking like bread, but anything that would even if it took up the appearance of bread, nevertheless, the Kitzer says, imiyish beprusa kezayis, if the piece has the size of a zayis, the size of an olive, if each piece of bread that was cooked has the size of a zayis, is the size of an olive, called in lechem olav. The Kitzer continues, it has the halacha of lechem. So what the Kitzer is saying over here is that when bread is cooked or fried, it will not make a difference whether it looks like bread or doesn't look like bread. The critical point is, what's the size of the pieces? If the size of the pieces is the size of a kezayis, the size of an olive, it would be hamotzi. If it's not, it would be mezonos. I'm just continuing the Kitzer. V'im ein b'chol prusa kezayis, if each piece is not the size of a zayis, it's not the size of an olive. Af al pish ayidei habishol nafchu, even though there was a swelling at the time of the cooking, that because it was cooked, the water got inside, it got absorbed, and it started swelling, and it became more bloated, bigger than it naturally should be. V'yish b'chol prusa kezayis, even that through the bloating, v'yish b'chol prusa kezayis, each piece would now have the size of an olive. But if the piece naturally is not the size of a zayis, size of an olive, oshe nidvak ayidei abishol, or it got attached, they attached themselves to each other. It got attached through the cooking, but nasa gush gadol, it became like a mass. If you have multiple pieces, that each piece on its own is not the size of a kezayis, it's not the size of an olive, but the pieces attached themselves to each other and they became a big mass that is bigger than the size of a kezayis. Vapilo yesh aleim tor lechem, even if it looks like bread, in this case where each piece is not naturally the size of a kezayis, even though it still looks like bread, mikol makom ein lo din lechem, still it does not have the halacha of bread. If the pieces are not the size of a kezayis naturally, they would not have the halacha of bread. Umavarchan olav borim ne mizonos, you make the bracha of borim ne mizonos if the pieces are not a kezayis. Ula acharav ala mechia, and after he eats them, he would make the bracha of ala mechia, the bracha made on things that are not actual bread. Vapilo achal kidei sivya, even if he ate the amount that he'd be satisfied, it does not have the halacha of bread. What we're saying is like this. You have a mass of dough. It was baked originally. It was made into bread. And now later you're cooking it. Let me just point out this point. As opposed to the halacha before and halacha vav was talking about you had a dough. It was cooked and then baked, meaning in the initial process of its being prepared for eating, it was cooked, baked, it was cooked and then baked. The halacha we're talking about over here in halacha zayin is that the bread was baked. You have 100% bread. He's trying to remove the status of bread by cooking it. So the halacha we're seeing over here, in order to remove the status of bread The only way he can remove that status is to make the pieces smaller, less than the kazayas, and then cooking them. But if the pieces are bigger than the kazayas, no matter what he does to them, even if he cooks them and removes the Torah lechem, removes the appearance of bread, it would still be hamotzi. So whether it looks like bread or not does not play a role here by actual bread that was cooked. What would make a difference is whether it's the size of a kazayas or not. If it's the size of a kazayas, size of an olive, it would be hamotzi. If it's less than the size of a kazayas, less than the size of an olive, it would be mizonos. The kisa continues. V'imlo bishlo elashira aleim rotev. If he didn't cook it, but he poured on it liquid, he poured hot liquid on the pieces of bread. Havi sofik bracha. That would be a sofik bracha. That would be doubtful what the bracha would be if he poured hot liquid on it. Mishun demesafkalon, because we have a doubt in halacha, there's a halachic ambiguity. Iiri choshev bishol. If pouring is considered cooking, leninzel, in terms of this halacha, olo. Is pouring considered cooking or not? Let me explain what the kitzur is saying over here. What's the definition of cooking? Cooking is defined by taking a pot, filling it with water, and putting on the fire, and putting, in this case, you're putting the bread inside that pot. Even if, let's say, he would turn off the fire, but if this was a pot that was on the fire, and you're putting it in that pot, that would have the halacha of cooking. The issue the kitzur is raising over here is, how do we look at in halacha when you pour out of a pot that was on the fire? The halachic terminology is the pot on the fire is the kli rishon. That is, kli rishon means the initial pot that was heated up by the fire. Iri kli rishon means I'm pouring from the pot that was on the fire. There's a halachic ambiguity. How do we look at pouring from a pot on the fire? Putting bread into a pot on the fire is considered cooking. What about pouring, let's say, from a kettle or a pot that was on the fire? You poured on the bread, is that considered cooking? So the kitzur is saying like this. If the pieces would be the size of a kazayas, it would make no difference if iri has the halacha of cooking, has halacha of bishul. Because if the pieces are the size of a kazayas, even if it was cooked, it would still be hamotzi. But if you poured hot liquid on this bread, and it was less than the size of a kazayas, then we have to know what's the halachic status of pouring, of iroi. If pouring is like cooking, and the pieces are less than a kazayas, it would be mizonos. If iri does not have the status of cooking, then it would be hamotzi even if the pieces are less than the kazayas. So if iri is cooking and the pieces are less than kazayas, it would be mizonos. If iri is not cooking, even if the pieces are less than the kazayas, it would be hamotzi. So therefore, because of this halachic ambiguity, if he didn't cook it in the kli rishon, if he didn't cook it in the pot on the fire, but rather poured from a kettle or a pot that was on the fire, if you put it on the pieces and it's less than the kazayas, then he should not eat it on its own. Like the kitzur says, "Ve'en lechol zos ela b'tocha suda." You should only eat it in the middle of a meal. You should wash in some other bread and eat these pieces that are less than the kazayas, that the water was poured on them, that we're not sure in halacha do we view them as bread or as mizonos, and therefore one should only eat it in the middle of a meal that had washed in some other bread. This is one point in the kitzur I wanted to discuss for a minute. In the halacha of something which is cooked, the kitzur started out that lechem gomer shebishlo o tigno b'chama. You have bread which is cooked or fried in. He gave the example of butter, v'chadam. He said any other liquid was fried in. The kitzur treats frying like cooking for the sake of this halacha, that if the pieces are less than a kazayas, both cooking or frying would take it out of the bracha of hamotzi, and it would make it to be a mizonos if it was cooked or fried. The Mishnah Brura quotes some opinions in the Achronim and the later authorities that tigun, frying, might not be considered like cooking, even though cooking would remove the status of lechem, the status of bread, but possibly frying, which is in a pan, it's a shallow amount of liquid. Possibly frying does not remove the status of bread. So the way the Mishnah Brura sets up the halacha over here. Mishnah Berurah suggests that even if it was less than a kazayis, less than the size of an olive, if it was fried and not actually cooked, also one should only eat it betoch hasud in the middle of a meal. So to sum up, what the Kitzur says is that frying is like cooking, and the critical point would be whether the pieces are the size of a kazayis, the pieces the size of an olive, or are they smaller than that. If one poured from the klibushin, if he did iwe klibushin, he poured from the pot on the fire, the Kitzur says that's the point of ambiguity. The Mishnah Berurah says even if it was fried, would also be a point of ambiguity if the pieces are less than a kazayis, and even if it was fried, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one should only eat a tochasud in the middle of a meal. Let's continue into Kitzur. The imlo bishlon, if one did not cook it, elasharon bimashkin, but he soaked it in liquids, obamarak, or in some sort of soup, the kadama, anything like a soup or a liquid, a broth. He didn't do any cooking, but he added other liquids to soak the bread. So the case we're talking about now, as opposed to the beginning of this halacha, in the beginning of halacha zayin, we're talking about cooking or anything that has a halacha like cooking. Now we're talking if there was no cooking, but there was just the addition of other liquids to soak the pieces. In the prusas kazayis, if the pieces are not the size of an olive, the size of a kazayis, bezet toloi im yesh behen toar olo, then in halacha it will be dependent on whether the pieces look like bread or not. But the Kitzur is saying like this. As opposed to the halacha we were saying until now, if I took bread and I cooked it, whether it looks like bread does not play a role in halacha. What plays a role, the critical point in halacha, if the bread was cooked, is whether it's the size of a kazayis, the size of an olive or not. If it's bigger than a kazayis, bigger than an olive, it's a motzi. Less than a kazayis, less than the size of an olive would be mizonos. Whether it looks like bread does not play a role. If it's less than the size of a kazayis, less than the size of an olive, and it was cooked, would be mizonos. In this case, we're talking about now, if it wasn't cooked, it was just soaked, so then halachically, it's closer to being bread if it wasn't actually cooked. Therefore, we say, even if it's less than the size of a kazayis, even less than the size of an olive, if it has a tar lechem, if it has the appearance of bread, it would retain the status of hamotzi, even though it's less than a kazayis. If it doesn't have a tar lechem, if it doesn't look like bread, it doesn't have the appearance of bread, and it was soaked in less than a kazayis, then it would have the halach of mizonos, it would lose its status of bread. So let's see the kitzur inside. Ein beprusas kazayis, if the pieces are not the size of an olive, bazet toloi im yesh behen tar olo, then it will depend, do the pieces have the look of bread or not? Does it have a tar lechem, the appearance of bread? Shim yesh lohem tar lechem havi lehu din lechem gomer, if it has the appearance of bread, that would have the halacha of bread. If the pieces are less than a kazayis, less than the size of an olive, but they look like bread, that would have the halachic status of bread. V'im ein lohem tar lechem, ein lohem din lechem. If they do not have the appearance of bread, they do not have the halacha of bread. So therefore we're saying, if the pieces were not actually cooked, they were just soaked, so then even though they're less than a kazayis, less than the size of an olive, you have the potential for being bread. If they still look like bread, if it has tar lechem, if it has the appearance of bread, it would be treated as bread. If it doesn't have the appearance of bread, it would not be treated as bread. And again, this is all talking that the pieces are less than a kazayis, less than the size of an olive. If they're bigger than a kazayis, then they would automatically be considered to be less, and they would automatically be considered to be bread. In this case, where they weren't cooked, and also when it was cooked, the rule is if the pieces are bigger than a kazayis, they will always be considered lechem. They will always be considered to be bread if the pieces are the size of a kazayis, size of an olive or bigger. If they're not a kazayis, not the size of an olive, when it was cooked, it was not lechem. If it was just soaked, even though it's less than a kazayis, less than the size of an olive, if it looks like bread, it would be lechem. It would retain the status of bread. If it doesn't look like lechem, it would not retain the status of bread. Continuing the Kitzur. So he's saying if it didn't have the appearance of bread, it would not have the halach of lechem, the halach of bread, if it was less than a kazayis. Vafilo achal kidei sviya, even if he ate the amount that he would be satisfied, it would be considered a full meal. Mevarich Bor Mene Mizonos, and makes the bracha before it of Bor Mene Mizonos, Ula Acharav Ala Mechia. Afterwards, he makes the bracha of Ala Mechia. So the Kitzur is saying, if there was no cooking, just soaking, then even the pieces of less in the Kazayas, if it looks like bread, if it has Torah Lechem, it would retain the status of pass of bread to be Yamotzi. If it doesn't look like Lechem, if it doesn't look like bread, then it would be a Mizonos, and the halacha would be Mizonos before and Ala Mechia afterwards. Kitzur continues. Let's say the appearance of the liquid changed because of the prusas, because of the pieces. Let's say a person put the pieces in water, and now the water has like a whitish type of a look. You can see that there's a dissolving of these pieces in the water, so that the water looks different. So if the water looks different because of the pieces of bread, then we know that it lost the Torah Lechem, that it lost the appearance of bread. If the soaking was to the extent that now the water changed colors, the appearance of the water has changed, then we would know that the bread lost its Torah Lechem, lost its appearance of bread. Also, if he soaked it in red wine, if he used a wine that was colored, or some liquid that was colored, and then the color goes into the pieces, and now the pieces have a coloring to them. If there's a red color in them, let's say some, you use some other color, let's say you use, for example, food coloring to give the pieces a different look. So if the pieces were soaked in red wine, or something that gave them a clearer color, the Kitzur says, in lehem od tar lechem, they would not have the halacha of bread. So the Kitzur is giving an example. Something else that would be considered to remove the Torah Lechem, to remove the appearance of bread, is if he added coloring to them. So whether he soaked them, and because of the soaking, they lost the Torah Lechem. One way to determine that the soaking removed the Torah Lechem, removed the appearance of bread, would be if the water actually changed colors. But if the soaking removed the Torah Lechem, the appearance of bread, or if he put something that colors the pieces, like a red wine or some coloring agent that would color the pieces, then it would lose its Torah Lechem, it would lose the appearance of bread. So again, these pieces that were not cooked, they were just soaked, even though they're less than the Kazayas, less than the size of an Aleph, if they kept the Torah Lechem, if they kept the appearance of bread, they would be Hamotzi. If they lost the Torah Lechem, if they lost the appearance of bread, then they would have the bracha of Mizonos. And losing the appearance of bread would be whether it was soaked to the point that it lost the Torah Lechem. One way of determining that is the water changes colors. Or if he added something, he mentioned before, eggs, or he put red wine, something that would change the appearance, if it's soaked less than the Kazayas, if it's soaked and less than the size of a Kazayas, less than the size of an olive, and it lost the appearance of bread, then it would be a Mizonos and an Ala Mechia.